Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together a Psalter 241, the stanzas 1 and 3. My song forever shall record the tender mercies of the Lord. Thy faithfulness will I proclaim, and every age shall know thy name and what follows. Psalter 241, the stanzas 1 and 3. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Luke 3, the verses 1 through 20. But first we will read the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Luke 3, the first 20 verses. And now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, upon Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip tetrarch of Iturea, and of the region of Trachonitis, and Lysias the tetrarch of Abilene, Annas and Caiaphas being the high priests, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. And he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough way shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Then said he to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, we of Abraham to our father. For I say unto you, that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Every tree therefore which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. And the people ask him, saying, what shall we do then? He answereth and saith unto them, he that hath two coats, let him impart to him that hath none. And he that hath meat, let him do likewise. Then came also publicans to be baptized, and said unto him, Master, what shall we do? And he said unto them, exact no more than that which is appointed you. And the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, and what shall we do? And he said unto them, do violence to no man, and neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages. And as the people were in expectation, and all men mused in their hearts of John, whether he were the Christ or not, John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor, and will gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable. And many other things in his exhortation preached he unto the people. But Herod the Tetrarch, being reproved by him for Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, and for all the evils which Herod had done, added yet this above all, that he shut up John in prison. Thus far the scripture reading. We announce to the congregation that Mrs. De Peter was admitted to the hospital on Wednesday in Lethbridge and remains there. Let us try to ask the Lord for an indispensable blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when it has pleased thee in the morning hour of this beautiful Lord's day, to gather us and our children together within the walls of thy house of prayer, and may it please thee by thy Holy Spirit, by the first time and by renewal, to grant unto us what we cannot give unto ourselves, and that is a broken and a humble heart under all thy mercies. Ah, Lord, how good thou wast been in the week that lies behind us unto us and our children. For a people that is lying under the sentence of death, because thou wast set in paradise, the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. And then in the way of thy mercy, and in the way of thy patient long-suffering, Then thou wast granted many a blessing from heaven. Thou wast watched over us in the home, at work, on the way, wherever we were called to be. Then thou wast not dealt according to our many sins. Ah, Lord, may there be a little bewilderment and a little astonishment in this morning. Wilt thou grant eyes to see it, hearts to be humbled thereunder, and a tongue to praise thee for thy wonderful works. And now we humbly ask thee, Lord, wilt thou richly dwell amongst us with thy Spirit in this morning hour and in this day. And may it please thee to bless thy holy word. Ah, may it be thy set time, that boys and girls, young people, middle-aged and the elderly, that they may be pricked in their heart, and that sons and daughters may be born in Zion, O Lord. And may it please thee to show in this very hour the dangers and the awful condition of the unconverted. Under thy curse and under thy wrath, only a step between them and death, and they need to be converted. Oh, may that become reality in this very hour, Lord. It is so necessary that it becomes reality here in the time before it becomes reality at the end. And then it shall be forever and forever too late. Ah, oh, thou hast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee. And may it be the set time to favor thy Zion in this very hour and in this very day. Lord, spare us and our children, that we build not upon sandy foundations. Much can take place in a person's life outside of the saving administration of thy Holy Spirit. And, O Lord, thou hast a people upon the earth that many a time is filled with those fears. May there have come up such a people in this morning hour with a cry and with a sigh for a token of good and for a confirmation. Ah, may there be no rest till thy children may be given to hear it out of thine own mouth, and no rest till they may be given to rest upon the finished work of thy dear Son. Lord, may word and sacrament be used to that end, because for thy Zion, then thou wast instituted two sacraments for the strengthening of their faith. And now in this morning, then the sacrament of holy baptism hopes to be administered, then also with the administration of the sacrament. It is the same with the administration of thy holy word. Then we need the application of thy Holy Spirit. May there have come up in this morning poor and needy sinners, so black, that have perhaps asked whether there is still a way for such a sinner to be converted and to be cleansed. May it then be granted, that they may be given to behold the sprinkled water, and to be given to behold the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, then it is a special morning for these fathers and for these mothers. Thou knowest how they have spent a week. Thou knowest how they have risen. and thou knowest how they have come up to thy house. Ah, wilt thou grant a humble and a broken heart, were in their married life, and thou wast blessed them by renewal with the birth of a well-born little child. And now in this morning, then they may appear in thy presence in a special way, and where they may present their little one before thee to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant, our Lord. Then we humbly beg thee that thou may do for those little children what is signified therein, and that is to be washed and cleansed from all their sins. Oh, if they may receive that blessing, then they can live, and then they can die. Ah, then thou comest so low that thou art willing to put thy thrice holy name upon their little foreheads to be separated from the world. Lord, wilt thou help and remember the parents with the oath which they hope to make? Ah, may they have begged of thee for thy help, that they may be given to instruct their dear ones, accompanied with unceasing prayer and by a godly example. Lord, we remember the grandparents, the great-grandparents, when they are still in the land of the living. Ah, wilt thou also grant unto them a broken heart, and may these little ones be carried upon the wings of prayer. Lord, remember thy church all over the earth, all those that labor in thy vineyard. May the kingdom of Satan be broken down, and thy kingdom be built up. We remember all the special cares and the needs. Then we commend unto thee the old mother that was admitted to the hospital and remains there with many concerns, O Lord. Then we commend her unto thee for body and for soul, that may be according to thy will, that the means may be blessed, that her life may yet be lengthened a little. But above all, oh, may it please thee to save her never-dying soul. Remember her dear husband and family circle. Oh, we remember all under the physician's care, all the circumstances are known unto thee, difficulties of the body, there can be weakness of the mind. Oh, wilt thou surround him with thy care and with thy compassion, and may the callings be sanctified. Do comfort and strengthen all the mourning ones. Remember all the crosses and all the burdens. And now, Lord, we humbly beg of thee for thy help in this morning hour. May there indeed, among young and old, may there be a Aaron's and hers. Wilt thou anoint us with fresh oil from above, send help from the sanctuary, and strengthen out of Zion. Wilt thou remember all those that could not come up to thy house, the elderly in the care home, those that are bound to their home, when they may listen along. But, ah, Lord, wilt thou remember all that have come up. May it be an unforgettable service. Lord, the times are dark, they are solemn, but thou art still the same, and there is still a church that must and shall be gathered. And to that end, may the May the King upon the white horse of victory, may He ride amongst us, and that Thy kingdom may come, and that Thy name may be glorified. Wilt Thou forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. We shall now read the form for the administration of holy baptism, which you can find on page 126 in the back of the Psalter. The principal parts of the doctrine of holy baptism are these three. First, that we with our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are children of wrath, insomuch that we cannot enter into the kingdom of God except we are born again. This, the dipping in or sprinkling with water teaches us, whereby the impurity of our souls is signified, and we admonish to loathe and humble ourselves before God and seek for our purification and salvation without ourselves. Secondly, holy baptism witnesseth and sealeth unto us the washing away of our sins through Jesus Christ. Therefore we are baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. For when we are baptized in the name of the Father, God the Father witnesseth and sealeth unto us that He doth make an eternal covenant of grace with us, and adopts us for His children and heirs, and therefore will provide us with every good thing, and avert all evil, or turn it to our profit. And when we are baptized in the name of the Son sealeth unto us, that He doth wash us in His blood from all our sins, incorporating us into the fellowship of His death and resurrection, so that we are freed from all our sins and accounted righteous before God. In like manner, when we are baptized in the name of the Holy Ghost assures us by this holy sacrament that He will dwell in us and sanctify us to be members of Christ, applying unto us that which we have in Christ, namely, the washing away of our sins and the daily renewing of our lives, till we shall finally be presented without spot or wrinkle among the assembly of the elect in life eternal. Thirdly, whereas in all covenants there are contained two parts, therefore are we by God through baptism admonished of and obliged unto new obedience, namely, that we cleave to this one God, Father, a Son, and Holy Ghost, that we trust in Him and love Him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our mind, and with all our strength, that we forsake the world, crucify our old nature, and walk in a new and holy life. And if we sometimes through weakness fall into sin, we must not therefore despair of God's mercy, nor continue in sin, since baptism is a seal and undoubted testimony that we have an eternal covenant of grace with God. And although while we're young children do not understand these things, we may not therefore exclude them from baptism, for as they are without their knowledge partakers of the condemnation in Adam, so are they again received unto grace in Christ, as God speaketh unto Abraham, the father of all the faithful, and therefore unto us and our children, saying, I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. Genesis 17, verse 7. This also the apostle Peter testifieth with these words, for the promises unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2 verse 39. Therefore God formerly commanded them to be circumcised, which was a seal of the covenant and of the righteousness of faith. And therefore Christ also embraced them, laid his hands upon them, and blessed them. Mark 10. Since then baptism is come in the place of circumcision, therefore infants are to be baptized as heirs of the kingdom of God and of his covenant, and parents are in duty bound further to instruct their children herein when they shall arrive to years of discretion, that therefore this holy ordinance of God may be administered to his glory, to our comfort, and to the edification of his church. Let us call upon his holy name. O almighty and eternal God, thou who hast according to thy severe judgment punished the unbelieving and unrepentant world with a flood, and hast according to thy great mercy saved and protected believing Noah and his family, thou, who hast drowned the obstinate Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, and hast led thy people Israel through the midst of the sea upon dry ground, by which baptism was signified, we beseech thee that thou wilt be pleased of thine infinite mercy graciously to look upon these children and incorporate them by thy Holy Spirit into thy Son Jesus Christ, that they may be buried with him into his death and be raised with him in newness of life, that they may daily follow him, joyfully bearing their cross, and cleave unto him in true faith, firm hope, and ardent love, that he may with a comfortable sense of thy favor leave this life, which is nothing but a continual death, and at the last day may appear without tear before the judgment seat of Christ, thy Son, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost, one only God, lives and reigns forever. Amen. We now ask the parents to arise. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have heard that baptism is an ordinance of God to seal unto us and to our seed his covenant, Therefore, it must be used for that end, and not out of custom or superstition, that it may then be manifest that you are thus minded. You are to answer sincerely to these questions. First, whether you acknowledge that although our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are subject to all miseries, yea, to condemnation itself, yet that they are sanctified in Christ, and therefore, as members of His church, ought to be baptized. Secondly, whether you acknowledge the doctrine which is contained in the Old and New Testaments and in the articles of the Christian faith, and which is taught here in this Christian church, to be the true and perfect doctrine of salvation. Thirdly, whether you promise and intend to see these children when come to the years of discretion, instructed and brought up in the aforesaid doctrine, or help, or cause them to be instructed therein to the utmost of your power. What is your answer before the Lord and in the midst of this congregation? Father Buder, Mother Buder, Mother Densberga, Father Densberga, Father Densberga, Mother Densberga, Mother Clock, Father Clock, Father Van Manen, Mother Van Manen, Father Van Fleet, Mother Van Fleet, Mother van der Breinhast, Father van der Breinhast, Mother van der Broek, Father van der Broek, Father van der Broek, and Mother van der Broek. Parents, when you may stand here in this morning in a special way before the presence of an all-seeing and an all-knowing God, and where by renewal you were given to make your oath, I hope that the Lord may indeed in this very moment a grand a little impression of His goodness, wherein the time that lies behind, that the Lord has spared life, and that He has given life, that He has blessed you with a well-born little child. I hope there have been times, and I hope that there may be those times, that you may sprinkle your little one with tears, with a deep impression of the Lord's great goodness in entrusting unto you such a precious little gift, but also tears, with a solemn impression that parents, when you hold your little one, that you are holding eternity in your hands. A child which had a beginning, but a child which shall never cease to exist. And now in this very hour, then you may be privileged to present your little child in a special way before the Lord, then the Lord is willing to come down so low to place His thrice holy name upon the little forehead of your little child. But also the sign and the seal of the covenant. And then the water in holy baptism, we have heard it out of the form that tells us parents that our children are unclean. Job, in Job 14 verse 4, has said, who can bring a clean out of an unclean? Oh, parents, what a solemn thought. A child conceived and born in sin, we have heard it, under the wrath of God, under the curse. And now what is necessary? Oh, then the water declares more, because then the water points to that precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has come in the fullness of time, who has suffered, who has died, who was made a way for us and our children, that we may be reconciled with the Lord to receive the pardoning of all of our sins. And now how necessary that the prayers may be applied. We cannot convert our children, that parents cannot do, that office bearers cannot do. That is the work of a triune God. But now you have promised that you intend also these children and your other children, that you may be given with the help of the Lord to instruct them in the things of the Lord, oh, to tell unto them that they need to be converted, that they need a new heart, to also tell them that they have been baptized when they were little, that the water has been sprinkled upon their forehead, where the Lord is declaring that there is a way for us and our children to be saved. And to that end, parents, the necessity with the Lord's help to instruct them, accompanied with unceasing prayer and with a godly example, because many times, most of the time, then children, what they see, that even has more effect what they hear, then it is so necessary that our instruction and that our example coincides. And then who is sufficient unto these things? I hope, parents, that it may bring you many times on your knees. Oh, may the Lord grant the spirit of prayer and of supplication. And then, parents, then an old father has said, with the administration of the sacrament of holy baptism, and when you may stand by the fount, and when you may see that water, then it is so necessary for you as parents individually, because it is a personal matter, then to consider whether you have received the grace of God and what that water signifies, where it points to the meritorial work of Jesus Christ. Grandparents, great-grandparents, then what a blessing and what a privilege it is when you may behold of your seed to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant. May these children be carried upon the wings of prayer. We live in dark and serious times. Also, undoubtedly, parents, when you speak to one another, also with the birth of another child, that maybe you have said, what must we all experience with our children? But the Lord is still reigning, and the Lord is still gathering a church. Congregation, how is it with our baptism? Can it be seen that we are a separate people? The late Reverend G.H. Kirsten, he has stated that separation and isolation, that is the strength of the church. Do we ever think of our baptism, boys and girls, fathers and mothers, I include myself? May it please the Lord to work mightily and richly by His Spirit. The Lord has given two sacraments for the strengthening of the faith of His people. And that people of God, that is also the sacrament of holy baptism. And who does now that receive value for? That is for a black, a poor, and a vile sinner. Have a few come up in this morning. Poor sinners. That in this past week exercised, and that have even wondered for such a black sinner, oh, whether it is possible to be saved. Oh, then the sacrament of holy baptism, that tells us that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that it cleanses from all sin. May the Lord grant His blessing. We ask the congregation now to sing of Psalter 425, the third stanza, when the children shall be brought in. And then after the administration of the sacrament, to arise and to sing the fifth stanza. This first, Psalter 425, the third stanza. Jessa Kaysen, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Ethan Peter Nelson, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Maxwell Dennis, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Julia Helen, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Alila Helene, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Colton John, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Elizabeth Linda, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Savannah Ann, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Christina Marie, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Psalter 425, the fifth stanza standing. Let us close with thanksgiving. Almighty God and merciful Father, we thank and praise Thee that Thou hast forgiven us and our children all our sins. Through the blood of Thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and received us through Thy Holy Spirit as members of Thine only begotten Son, and adopted us to be Thy children, and sealed and confirmed the same unto us by holy baptism. We beseech Thee, through the same Son of Thy love, that Thou will be pleased always to govern these baptized children by Thy Holy Spirit, that they may be piously and religiously educated, increase and grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they then may acknowledge Thy fatherly goodness and mercy, which Thou hast shown to them and us, and live in all righteousness under our only Teacher, King and High Priest Jesus Christ, and manfully fight against and overcome sin, the devil and his whole dominion to the end, that they may eternally praise and magnify Thee and Thy Son Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Ghost, the one only true God. Amen. Psalter 448, the stanzas 1 and 4. Blessed be the God of Israel, the Lord who visited His own, who by His gracious providence redemption unto us made known, and what follows. And the collection today is for the Bethesda Dep Reduction, Psalter 448, 1 and 4. in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. Then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Luke 3, and the verses 15 through 17. And as the people were in expectation, and all men mused in their hearts of John, whether he were the Christ or not, John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet, of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor, and will gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable. Our text words speak of John the Baptist's testimony concerning the sacrament of holy baptism with three thoughts. In the first place, the musing audience hearing this testimony. In the second place, the repentant stressed before this testimony. And in the third place, the Savior's work pointed to in this testimony. Beloved congregation, it was a wonderful time in the midst of the church, because it has been fulfilled what the psalmist in Psalm 102, verse 13, has declared, that it was the set time to favor Zion, where after so many years, a little prophet was born. And then I read in Luke 1, verse 65, that fear came upon all those in the hill country of Judea, and there was spoken of the wonderful things that had taken place. What a wonder that would be, parents. May the Lord grant such a time, those holy exercises, because even before John the Baptist was born, then special things have taken place. And when that little John was born, then there was not so much spoken of the child, but then there was spoken of that precious Savior who would soon follow. What a blessing it is. And how is that, congregation? Are there still a few parents, grandparents, that have received special exercises and even a promise concerning your child, that it was a child born to be born again? Church of an earlier age, how often we have read of fathers and mothers that have wrestled for these matters, and that were given a promise that their born son, they have begged that he may be a minister, a missionary, that he may serve in an office as in the church. Thus, let me ask you, are there still a few that may still walk with these matters? And then maybe one says, there was a time that I was given to believe it so surely, but it seems to be going so different than I had thought. then also in our history. Oh, for that people in the hill country of Judea, what a watchful eye, especially those that feared the Lord. What a close eye they must have kept on that little John, because he was sanctified from the womb. When Mary was given to visit, then we read that he leaped in the womb of Elizabeth. What a blessed time. But now there came a time that John disappeared, because he went into the wilderness to be instructed by the Lord pertaining to the office whereunto the Lord has called him. That also has much instruction, maybe a few souls, that in this morning, that say perhaps that is not my life, has been a time when I believe that the Lord has stopped, that the Lord has turned, and that the Lord has drawn, that I was given to experience wonderful things, that I was given to sing, and then I hoped to go from strength to strength and so appear in Zion. But now it is, as among the children of Israel, it has become so quiet. And John the Baptist was in the wilderness. May that indeed become an unbearable need. On the other hand, congregation, if we have to go back 10, 20 years, that the Lord has spoken and nothing has happened, then we would do well to examine our hearts closely, whether it was indeed the saving work of the Lord. Because the Lord is not a land of outer darkness. Then, of course, we must make a separation, because it can be for the people of God, as that old people used to say, that they may be moved from house to house, but still on the same street. But the Lord is not a land of outer darkness for His people, and He shall provide provision for the way. And now suddenly and unexpectedly at the Lord's time, then John the Baptist has appeared among the children of Israel. And then we read that great multitudes of all of Judea, they have went to hear that prophet. Then it was told from house to house that there was a prophet preaching. Let us always do the same, congregation, to never leave our place empty. And now the prophet John, then we read in our text in verse 15, and as the people were in expectation, and all men mused in their hearts. Do we still have expectation, parents? Do we still have expectation? Or in this dark and solemn time, that is a great danger, that we become so discouraged that the devil tells you it's no use. Might as well seek it in the world. The devil is a liar from the beginning. Oh, may the Lord grant a rich outpouring of His Holy Spirit, and that people, not only in expectation, but that was a musing and a reflecting people. Thus, that means they were thinking. And of course, a thinking in our mind is not enough. But I read in Romans 10, verse 17, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And then it is still a great blessing and a great privilege when we may be given to think and to meditate with a prayer that it may also enter into our heart. But to muse upon what we have heard and upon that one thing needful, and that is to be born again. Oh, to muse and to think that our time is only short, and what we have here below, not to despise it, but that we can take nothing along, and that that never-ending eternity has a beginning, but that it has never an end, and that we are given to muse, and that we are given to beg the Lord that it may be applied, that it may indeed become reality. But we read of that people that they were in expectation, and they were given to muse upon what they have heard. And then the prophet John, he has not come, we would say, to tickle their ears, but it is necessary that we are pricked in our heart. We live in a day in the world, and that is also creeping into the church, that the people want to feel good about themselves. But, oh, young and old, what do we need? We need to be saved. We need to learn that we are a sinner indeed, that we with our little children, also the children that have been baptized outside of the grace of God, that we are under the wrath of God. And then what an address. How was John the Baptist now addressed? Oh, generation of vipers. That's not such a nice address, boys and girls. Do you know what a viper is? That is a poisonous snake. That is how John the Baptist has addressed the children of Israel. What do you think about that expression, congregation? What do you think, boys and girls? Would it be a fitting expression? Or is it too strong? It is a strong expression. What a thought, parents. Generation of vipers, fathers and mothers, boys and girls. Oh, in our deep fallen Adam, then we have been bitten by the serpent, and the poison of sin has permeated all our bodily members. We have come under the curse. In Genesis 3, verse 14, it is true, addressed to the serpent, to Satan, that the serpent shall crawl on his belly and eat the dust of the earth. Oh, is that not a picture of man by nature, that we are so busy with the things here below, and that we look not above? But then maybe there are people that say, but we are church people. We are not living in the world. That is a blessing, parents. What makes us to differ? A special providence of the Lord, that we may still have a place under the truth, and where the Lord has promised to gather His church by word and by spirit. And that is what the people of Israel also thought. And therefore John the Baptist said, think not within yourselves, we are children of Abram. We are of the chosen seed, indeed a privilege. As I read in Romans 3, the verses 1 and 2, but then John the Baptist, oh, then he has declared that it was not enough to be a child of Abram, a blessing but too short for eternity. Oh, young and old, does that ever become our need? Has it brought us on our knees that we have said, oh, Lord, so privileged above most of the people upon the world. We have heard so many sermons, have seen the sacrament of holy baptism administered so many times. Oh, what a providential callings that the Lord has called us with an Och Lord, still in the church and still unconverted. Oh, then John the Baptist, he has said the axe is lying at the root of the tree. What a picture that would be on a birth announcement, parents. You would send a little tree with the axe at the root. That is now a picture of us and our children. Oh, the necessity that we are given to hasten for our life's sake. Our second thought, the repentance, but let us first sing. Psalter 123, let us sing 1 and 2, and if necessary, the third. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or unto an idol our hands spread abroad, shall not the Almighty uncover the sin? He knows all our hearts and the secrets within. Psalter 123, 1 and 2, and if necessary, also the third. John the Baptist's testimony concerning the sacrament of holy baptism, the musing audience, and now in the second place, the repentance stressed. When the children of Israel have heard the prophet John the Baptist, with such a sharp and such an uncovering message, then what a blessing and what a privilege it was that it did not fall in the flesh, because then he would have been persecuted, then he would have been stoned, because Christ has said in John 15, verse 20, they have persecuted me, they shall also persecute you. But then that people have heard that although they were children of Abram, it was too short. They have heard that preaching that the axe was at the root of the tree. Oh, that the Lord requires a perfect fruit, as we read in the parable of the fig tree in Luke 13, the verses 6 through 9. And then they have come forward, and then they have asked, what must we then do? Oh, congregation, has that ever become our concern? Has that ever become our question? Because we need to be saved, shall it be well? And we are hastening to a never-ending eternity. And now that people of Judea, they have come with that question, what must I do? And then John the Baptist, he has given instruction. Oh, who hath two coats to give one away? The publicans have also come, and they have even said, Master, what shall we do? Also the soldiers, then John the Baptist, then he was given instruction. No, John the Baptist was not given to say that they could be saved by work, but he was the preacher of repentance. And how shall it be well? Then we first need a John the Baptist, that room may be made for that precious Savior, the preaching of repentance. And let us remember that we can never be saved because of our repentance. The child of God shall learn that all his repentance is polluted with sin and that he need more. But let us always remember that we shall never be saved. Thomas Brook, a Puritan of an early age, has said that we can never be saved because of our repentance. But on the other hand, we shall never be saved without it. And that is so necessary in the day that we live in, that there may be a repenting of our evil and of our worldly ways, and not only in an outward way. Oh, when John the Baptist is said with two coats, and for the publicans and the soldiers, and then he is given simple instruction, then they were unable to do those things. When we choose for the world congregation, that is our willful and our liberate choice. But now may we be given to repent of our worldly ways. May we be given to cry unto the Lord, but not only in outward repentance. Oh, the blessing of the Lord shall rest upon it. Think of that great city of Nineveh, where the prophet Jonah has declared that it would soon be destroyed. And they have repented in sack and dustcloth. The king has cried unto the Lord, and the city was still spared for many years. But what do we now need? We need that true repentance, of which I read in 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10, for godly sorrow worketh repentance, not to be repented of, but the repentance after the world worketh death, and that is so sorely needed. When the Lord works, when the Lord draws, when the Lord sends John the Baptist, and His Word may be applied by the Holy Spirit. And then we learn it is too short to be brought up in the church. And then we learn that we need more. Then we learn that we and our children are under the wrath of a just and a holy God, that the Lord cannot overlook one sin. And then the Lord worketh by that love. And then that people are given to repent. Then they are given to beg and cry unto the Lord. Then it is their desire to walk in His ways. But now the Lord shall teach them what we read in our text, because John the Baptist has declared, I indeed baptize you with water, no small thing, the sacrament of holy baptism, separated from the multitudes of the world, to be a bearer of the name of a thrice holy God. Oh, we are called to be separated. But oh, when the Lord works, then it all testifies against us. And then the preaching of John the Baptist. Oh, the axe at the root of the tree, no congregation. Then we do not become so old, but then there shall be a hastening for our life's sake. Oh, are there souls that are laboring under the burden of guilt and under the burden of sin? Oh, that perhaps this week have sighed and cried unto the Lord, whether there is yet a way for such a sinner. Then the church learns that with all their repentance, what I read in Isaiah 64, verse 6, that we all do fade away as a leaf, and our righteousness is not our unrighteousness that we first learn, but that all our righteousness, that they are polluted with sin. But oh, now John the Baptist, we read it in verse 3, the baptism of repentance unto the remission of sin. And then John the Baptist, in our third thought, oh, he was given to point to that precious Savior that would soon begin His public ministry. And therefore, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. That is the experience of the church. And the more they may experience of the grace of God, the closer life they may have, the more they may behold the holiness and the righteousness of God, the more humble and the more unworthy they come. But then John the Baptist was given to point away from himself. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. That takes place in the moment of regeneration. That has taken place in a special way on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was poured out. Oh, that fire of purification, that fire of light, that fire of warmth. And then the prophet John has added, whose fan is in his hand. Oh, parents, may that be your concern. May that be your prayer. May you not be finished with the baptism of your child, but may it bring you in secret places and tell the Lord, oh, Lord, we are as the children of Israel, children of Abram, but we are a generation of vipers because of that poisonous bite in paradise and because of our actual sins. Oh, Lord, the axe is laid at the root of the tree. We have experienced in the midst of the church that the young can also be taken away. Oh, Lord, may it please Thee to do for my little child and for my children what is declared in our text, one mightier than I has come. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Then we shall be a prepared people for a prepared place, whose fan is in His hand, and He will thoroughly purge His floor and will gather the wheat into His garner. Oh, what an example that John the Baptist used. The wheat, at the end it shall be gathered as a sheaf ripe for heaven, taken into glory. And there the church shall be given to glorify the Lord for the wonders of free and sovereign grace. Ah, then the wheat shall be taken home, but the chaff shall be blown away into unquenchable fire. Young and old, how stands the case? In this morning with us and our children, then by renewal the sacrament of holy baptism may be administered. Ah, there are two kinds of people. And then we read the wheat and the chaff. Ah, by nature we are only chaff. Then we are too light, as a Belshazzar is seen on that white wall, weighed in the balances and found whiting. Wanting, but now the Lord has a people. Oh, and our text words it may be declared, that precious Savior that has come in the fullness of time, that has taken the sins of his church upon him, and therefore for us and our children it is yet possible. O parents, may you be found often on your knees, and may it please the God of all grace to do for us and our children what is signified in the sacrament. Amen. Let us close. Lord, by renewal, then we commend these parents with their little children unto Thee. Where those little children have left Thy house, with Thy thrice holy name, with the sign and the seal of the covenant upon their forehead. Then we also remember the barren ones, Lord, in such a morning. Then there are yearning hearts. Ah, wilt thou be mindful of them, and wilt thou remember all the unborn. Lord, we also commend unto thee the young couple who were united in holy matrimony, the first Lord's Day as husband and wife. May it please thee to bless thy word. Wilt thou watch over us in this day, forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter 394. Let us only sing the second stanza. Each generation to the next shall testimony bear, and to thy praise from age to age thy wondrous acts declare. And the consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing, the first wedding announcement of Jaden Kendall Boff and Suzanne Gerdine Maurick. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory. Psalter 394, only the second stanza. I receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.